So, Tori Newmyer, as an economic policy reporter at The Post, I know that you've been covering this incredibly closely. And I'm wondering if we can just start by having you tell me where we should start this story.
This is a good question. But I think maybe the right place to start is a month ago when this thing all fell apart.
Embattled cryptocurrency exchange FTX has filed for bankruptcy. It comes after a week-long saga that began with a run on FTX, triggering what could be one of the biggest meltdowns in the industry's history.
In the beginning of November, the crypto industry took a massive hit. One of its giants, a company called FTX, collapsed. And this news left people like me with a lot of questions. Mainly, what even is FTX? Who is this nerdy, moppy-haired man at the center of all this? And how did he get himself into so much trouble?
I didn't ever try to commit fraud on anyone. I was shocked by what happened this month.
That is Sam Bankman-Fried, the 30-year-old founder and disgraced CEO of FTX. He spoke at the New York Times Deal Book Conference last week, which is kind of surprising because he could be facing intense legal trouble.
What are your lawyers telling you right now? Are they suggesting this is a good idea for you to be speaking?
No, they are very much not. The classic advice, right? Don't say anything. Recede into a hole. And it's not who I am. I don't see what good is accomplished by me just sitting locked, in a room pretending the outside world doesn't exist.
Today, I'm talking with economic policy reporter Tori Newmyer to demystify the FTX collapse. Tori's going to pull back the curtain on Sam Bankman-Fried, and we'll explain how this guy went from being a tech CEO to a major Washington lobbyist, and then how it all came crashing down around him. So, Tori, what exactly is FTX?
So FTX is a trading exchange. It's a website where people go on and open accounts and they deposit currency, traditional money, dollars, and they open a trading account with this thing and they trade their dollars in for crypto. And typically people think about Bitcoin, but there are all these other kinds of coins beyond Bitcoin that people trade in. And it really operates like a casino. People are buying these coins on the hopes that they go up. FTX was popular because it was headquartered offshore in the Bahamas, which allowed them to escape regulatory scrutiny from the U.S. and also allowed them to offer trades in all sorts of exotic instruments so people could make more leveraged bets and take riskier bets than what is allowed from people operating onshore in the United States.